A FEMA official who was in Minot for the 2011 flood says he remembers being in Minot the day before the sirens blew, telling 12,000 people they needed to evacuate.
I stood on top of the levee. I went around with the Corps of Engineers, and we looked at what was the potential to come. And the Corps of Engineer guy said to me, "You stand on top of the levee, go about a foot above your head, look out at the community, and that's where the watermark is going to be." And sure enough, that's where the watermark was.
Willie Nunn was the federal coordinating officer. He says the next day he flew over the city and county and saw the amount of water and the devastation of the flood. A year later, Nunn says the city has made remarkable progress.
It was very encouraging to see houses being redone, even with manufactured homes on private sites. People were working their sites. I saw debris that had to be removed, but people are working hard to get that redone. It's very encouraging to see the resiliency of the folks.
Nunn says Minot has the ability to snap back from the disaster and to be better, and he says FEMA will help in any way it can. However, there are some who question the pace of the recovery.
Slowly, painfully slowly.
State Representative Andy Maragos says the city also needs money for infrastructure, and he says a housing shortage has created some unexpected problems.
I know we could have had a lot of contractors come to Minot that wanted to involve themselves and be a part of the rebuilding effort, but there was no place to put them. I mean, that to me was just an awful situation where we had people that could come and help and move this process along faster, but with our reduction in infrastructure, it just became virtually impossible.
Maragos says he expects the 2013 legislature will be asked for help. U.S. Senator John Hovind says he knows there's more to do.
It's come a long ways. We're up to about $540 million in the various federal assistance programs, but we're going to have to do a lot more.
The officials say permanent housing for displaced Minot residents will be a challenge. About 1,300 families are still living in FEMA trailers, and they face a year-end deadline to find permanent housing. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.